Over the past week, the owners of Nick's English Hut in Bloomington have led a group of businesses in downtown Bloomington voicing concern about crime along Kirkwood Avenue. The issue sparked controversy on social media after Nick's co-owner, Susan Bright, referred to what she called bum commerce in the area. At a meeting at Nick's last Wednesday, many business people urged the police to arrest downtown visitors who use drugs or commit other petty crime in public. One of the main complaints has been about panhandling. For today's WFHB Community Report, News Director Joe Crawford spoke with three residents who routinely ask for money along Kirkwood Avenue. In this next clip, Crawford asks the first speaker, Steve Murphy, why he's holding a cardboard sign asking for cash or change.
Right now, it's just best for you to try to find a job, someone to be willing to hire someone that has diabetes, high blood pressure, and I'm also a Crestcor. I take Crestcor for eight bad HDLs. These people down in this town here, the ones that panhandle, it's been a long while now, but there's some that come down here and just don't care. They like to drink. They like to, you know, do drugs. And I think that's what's making it bad is the drugs, but also you got the college. The college has got to respond to some of this because they have caused some of this. You know, all these new buildings they are putting up around here, there's an apartment up there. I think one guy said it was $1,000 a month and all utilities. Where does that come from? Because they're rich and they can afford it? I can't. I live in a $50 a month apartment. Other than that, I do this just to make a little extra money until I get me a job. I think they're going to take it away down here is what's going to happen. So I know it's coming. But if that's the case, I'm about ready to leave Bloomington and Indiana all the way. And I'm born and raised here in Indiana.
So, are you from Bloomington?
I'm actually originally from Carmel, Indiana, but I've been down here since my father passed away.
You've heard maybe a little bit about some of the business owners, you know, the owners of Nick's and some other places, complaining about panhandling. What's your reaction to that?
Now, I could see if it's away from the building. You know, like this place here doesn't mind as long as we don't get in people's faces and stuff like that. We like to be decent. And people come up the road, we like to say, hi, how are you? But other than that, that's it. I just sit here and hopefully it comes in.
How often do you come down here?
I'm Monday through Saturday, just 4 hours a day. And then when I'm done, I go home.
How much, I mean, on a normal day, how much in 4 hours, how much would you?
About $10, $15, maybe $20. Depends on how the people are. And if Monday's not too bad, Monday's usually kind of a drawback, but that's normal on Monday.
So I guess, first of all, can you just tell me, what brings you down here today?
I became homeless and I need help. I need a lot of help. It's hard to live on the streets and not have income. So I hold a sign to see if anybody helped me get something to eat or some clothes or anything that'll help at this point. I live in a tent and my tent was stolen last week. So somebody bought me a new tent. It's helped a lot. I used to live up on Crestmont, and they have that one strike policy, and I have a son that was a teenager that got us in trouble, and we got kicked out, so that's how we ended up out here. The city's got a lot of problems of how to help people, really. If they didn't have their one strike policy, I wouldn't be homeless, you know?
What are your interactions with folks down here usually like? Is it mostly pleasant? Do you get bad reactions occasionally?
Most people here are very nice and helpful. There's a couple that'll walk around and tell us to get out of town and leave, which are just men, grumpy old men that don't understand. Most of the time, though, they're really helpful, really nice people.
How often are you usually down here with a sign?
Probably two or three times a week.
For how long?
Just a couple hours a day.
Do you have any other source of income?
I don't, not right now.
Do you get money or do you get other things as well?
It's mostly food, some money, and it's not ever very much money, maybe $10 the whole day. So I'll take it and go to Kroger's and buy some lunch meat and bread. There's like five of us that all sleep down there in the one area south, so if I make anything for the day, I go down and share it with all of them to help them out too. A lot of them are young, in their 20s.
Do you see bad behavior from either, I mean, in general downtown, either from folks who might be homeless or who are panhandling or folks who are you know, drunk at Kilroy's or whatever?
I've seen it on both sides. The IU students will act up when they're drinking, and they act crazy, and then the homeless will act crazy, too. There's a whole group of the homeless that like to drink, and they get into a lot of trouble. We try to stay away from all of them. I think a lot of the issue is alcohol. If they take the alcohol out of this town, it'd be a lot better.
I guess, can you just tell me what brings you out here today?
Well, I'm homeless.
Uh-huh.
And I'm down here trying to make a few dollars, you know. Pretty much it, as far as that goes, you know what I mean, you know. Ain't got nothing else to do. There ain't no work around this town. I got all kinds of felony charges, you know, so hell, I couldn't even get a job flipping hamburgers at McDonald's, you know what I mean, you know, because all my criminal past. So I'm pretty much stuck, you know. So here I am, you know. That's the only way I know to make money, you know. To make a little bit of money, you know.
How often are you down here?
Every day.
The same spot?
Pretty much, yeah. I go down to the People's Park every once in a while, but...
Have you heard anything about what, like, you know, there have been some people who have complained about panhandling downtown. Have you heard anything about that?
Well, the thing of it is, I can understand it, because a lot of these cats, they go up and they walk up and they ask people for money. You ain't supposed to do that. You know, you see what I do. I put my cup right out there, put a little change in there. People get the idea, you know, they know what I'm doing. I don't, you know, I just tell them thanks, you know, have a good afternoon, you know. You know, I don't go up and ask them for money, you know. I mean, that's panhandling, you know. What I'm doing is technically not panhandling. I just wish people wouldn't look down on us so bad, you know. You know, because, you know, we're out here down on the look, you know. They could be in the same situation, you know. You know, they could be in the same situation just like us, you know. It don't take much. It really don't. They lose everything they got and be out on the streets, you know.
Bloomington City Council member Steve Volan has announced that he will host a forum tomorrow night on the issue of, quote, Kirkwood as a public place, unquote. The event will feature a panel discussion with Nick's English Hut owner Susan Bright, the city's new safe and civil city director, Rafa Hassan, and incarcerate Monroe County member Aaron Marshall. The forum begins at 7:30 p.m. tomorrow in the city council chambers at City Hall.